Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuftes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Amad Beis at the beginning of the new Perek Betzal. It says the Mishnah, Betzal Shinasim Lesech Adoshim Im Shalim Muta Im Chaytcha Benoisen Tam V'Shakol Atavsho Ben Shalim Ben Mechutach Benoisen Tam V'Yidu Mate Betzachna She'ino Ela Litol Es Zohama. If a Chulin onion fell into Truma lentils, if the onion was whole, the lentils are permitted to non-Koyhanim. If it was cut up, they are prohibited if the onion can be tasted when eating the lentils. If it had fallen into other foods, whether the onion was whole or cut up, they are prohibited if the onion can be tasted. Rabbi Yehuda permits pickled fish if an uncut onion of Truma had been left inside it and then removed, since the onion was only to absorb the bad fish flavor. Now, although many Rishonim understand that the Mishnah's case is in fact when a Truma onion fell into Chulin lentils, it's clear from the Gemara that the Rishami understood the Mishnah as described that a Chulin onion fell into Truma lentils. Tapuach shevizkoi v'nasa l'seich isa v'chimsa ha'vizu asua sa'uyim shenafa l'seich abo shalmayim afapi shehev ishu meimav mutarim. If a Truma apple was chopped and put into a chulin dough and it leavened, it's prohibited to non-koyhanim. If Truma barley fell into a pit of water, even though the barley causes the water to spoil, the water is permitted. And the Gemara says, "Batzal shenafa l'seich adoshim chule." The Gemara quotes that the Mishnah taught that if a chulin onion fell into Truma lentils. So Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Achai b'shem Rabbi Abba Mamal, Masnithin k'shoit siu ha'adoshim im mehem, quoting Rabbi Mamal, says that the Mishnah's permitted case is when he removed the lentils from their water, as the lentils shrink the onion that it should not absorb. And just as you say that the lentils shrink it so that it doesn't absorb, similarly the lentils shrink it so it doesn't give off its flavor. Masnisim bebatzal shel chulin shenasim l'seich adoshim shel truma, aber bebatzal shel truma shenasim l'seich adoshim shel chulin leibada. The Mishnah is discussing when a chulin onion fell into truma lentils, but not if a truma onion fell into chulin lentils, as in such a case, even if the onion was whole, it gives its flavor into the lentils. Beyavish aber belach asa bebatzal aber bekaflutois ben lach ben yavish ben chalam ben mechutach asa heve pet masay kemechutach hu. The permission when it was a whole onion only applies when it was dry, not moist, to an onion, not to a turnip, as for a turnip, whether dry or moist, whole or cut, is prohibited. If you moved its upper part, which is the pitum, it is if it was cut, and if two or three small onions fell in, they're considered cut. A whole onion is permitted only when the outer shell is so dry that it doesn't give flavor to the lentils, but if it does, it's prohibited. Taman taninan dogim shenisbashlim hakaflutois shamaase sheni vishpichu hashevach lefi cheshbein. The Mishnah says in Maseches Maase Sheni, if fish was cooked with Maase Sheni turnips and the dish improved, the value of the improvement is calculated according to the relative quantities. For example, if the fish was worth 2 dinars and the turnips were worth 1 dinar, and the dish improved and became worth 4 dinars, the extra dinar is divided between them accordingly, so when he wishes to redeem the Maase Sheni turnips, 1/3 dinars are redeemed. Amar Rabbi Hoshea, Masnisa, Deloik Rabbi Yehuda, Detaninan, Rabbi Yehuda Mate, Besachna, She'eno Ela Litol, Esa Zohama. Rabbi Hoshea said that the Mishnah in Maase Sheni doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who permits pickled fish if an uncut onion of Truma had been left inside it and then removed, since the onion was only to absorb the bad fish flavor. V'abonim dekissin bain, v'hadar da'amar b'yavol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kol ha'isuim m'sharen oisam ke'ilu batzal ke'ilu kaflot like Rabbi Yehuda, I should say. V'abonim of kissin asked that when Rabbi Yavol said from Rabbi Yochanan that for all prohibitions that became mixed with something permitted and it cannot be clarified as to whether it was enough to give flavor, we evaluate it as if it's an onion or turnip whose flavors pervade much more since they are sharp, and this is unlike Rabbi Yehuda who says that onion and turnip do give flavor to fish. And the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda agrees if the onion is of hekdesh or idolatry, since it's prohibited to gain any benefit from these. The Mishnah taught that if a truma apple was chopped and put into chulin dough and it leavened, it's prohibited to non-kohanim. Tani Rabbi Yosi Mate, the basis of Rabbi Yosi, holds that it's permitted since fermenting in this way is not considered fermenting. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yavo b'shem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Ma pligin b'mechametz v'imav, av b'mechametz b'gufoi muta. Rav Acha and Rav Yevo, quoting Rav Yossi ben Chanina, said that Rabban and Rav Yossi disagree over when the apple was chopped and its juices were put into the dough, but if a whole apple was put into the dough, all agree that it's not considered a full fermenting and the dough is permitted to non-kehanim. Kamad Rav Yossi amar taman, ein tavshila tavshil, bo'o, kainhu amar hacha, ein chimut se chimut bo'o, I should say. Just as Rav Yossi said there in a Mishnah Masechet Shabbos that Rav Yossi permits breaking an egg into a cloth that was heated by the sun, since the heat is a derivative of the sun with which one may cook, that if cooking is not considered cooking, so too, here, if fermenting is not considered fermenting. Kol nois neitam ben asherach ben afagam, also divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says in a Tosefta that when a prohibition gives flavor, whether it improves or worsens the taste, is prohibited. Rabbi Shimon oimel asherach also lefagam mutter. Rabbi Shimon says that if it improves it, it's prohibited, but if it worsens it, then it's permitted. Amr b'shimen lokish, ma pligin, b'shehishpiach v'chachach pogam, avapogam v'chachach hishpiach, af v'bimeye moide. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that a dispute is when it's first improved and then worsened, but if it first worsened and then improved, even Rav Meir agrees that it's permitted. Rav Yochan omar l'shnei, hi pegam, hi hishpiach, hi pegam, hi hamachlekes. Rav Yochan says, no, the dispute is in both cases. Taman taninan, sa'yum shenaflo seich abor shalmayim, afapi shehevishoy, meimav mutarin. The Mishnah in Maseches Ola says that if barley of truma fell into a pit of water, even if the water spoiled, it's permitted since it worsened the taste of the water, both beginning and end. Adam asnithin ma'ahi. How does this fit in with Rav Yochan and Shimon ben Lakish? Rav Yochan and Omer b'machlekes, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Omer, Rav Yochan says that Rav Meir would disagree and prohibit the water. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that all agree that the water is permitted. Rav Yossi, Rabun Amar, Elain, Shmosa, Hacha, Rav Yochan, Amar Machlekes, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Amar, Divrakol. Rav Yossi, Rabun said that Rav Yochan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish explicitly disagreed and take these positions.